Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, let it Savior is worthy to be praised. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him.
The recording has started.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. My God is worthy to be praised. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him. Hey, praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, His name is Jesus, blessed Savior, His name is Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, oh, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is his name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is his name. He is Savior, Savior, Savior. Glory to God. Ha. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Jesus is his name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, people of God. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you today. We're so grateful that you've come to be with us on today. People of God, tell a friend, tell your neighbor, tell your family to come in and tune in to the Prayer News Network Global. We welcome you today with open arms. We want to let you know that we love you. Glory to God. If nobody told you that lately, listen, you heard it right here on the Prayer News Network. We love you. God loves you. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to give honorage, amen, to all of our leaders. We just want to give honor, 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 every one of them on tonight. Amen. The leaders on my leaders, thanking God for the leaders of our PNN advisors. Thanking God for your leaders, those of you that are joining to be with us on tonight. Amen. Letting you know that this is a recorded line. We would love for you to invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. People of God, we are ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to hear what the Lord has to say on today. Glory be to God. So we're going to get right into our program on today. We are recording live on today. This is not a pre-recording. Hallelujah. But we are live on today. Amen. So get those prayer requests ready. Call somebody. Text somebody. Let them know, glory be to God, that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we're going to get right into our programming. Amen. We're going to have Missionary Fans Sanctify the Line. Glory be to God. Then we're going to have Sister Mary Allen to come and give us our scripture reading. And then, people of God, we get right into, amen, the word for today delivered by God's servant on this day, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Glory be to God. People of God, get your hearts ready. Get your minds ready on today. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, missionary fan. Glory to God. Just press star 6 and come on over. Amen. To the platform side on tonight, she's going to give us our prayer, sanctifying the line. Amen. Then Sister Mary Holland, amen, is going to come with our scripture reading. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't think Missionary Fan is able to come over. Amen, Jesus. The people of God, we're going to go forth. Amen. On tonight, we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen. As we sanctify the line on this night. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is his name. Amen. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is his name. Amen. Father, we give you thanks. We glorify you on today, oh God. We come on this night with open hands, with open hearts unto you. Father, we come on tonight to bless your precious name, for your name is precious unto us. And we come tonight, oh God, to lift you, to exalt you, to extol you in the beauty of holiness. Father, for you're good to us. And we just come to tell you thank you, Lord. We come to tell you thank you for another day. Thank you for another hour. Father, we're thanking you for keeping us on today. Glory to God, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies unto us. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on this night. In thy precious name, Jesus, we're thanking you for perfect peace, oh God, for those who have kept their minds, oh God, on you. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father. We're thanking you for who you are, for all that you are unto us. We thank you. Father, now we're asking that you would look upon us this night. Father, look upon each and every one that has come to this line, to this broadcast on this night. Father, we're asking you tonight to look upon us, oh God. Look upon the altars of our heart on tonight. Father, we're asking that you forgive us, oh glory. We're asking that you forgive us of any sin. We're asking you to forgive us, oh God, of iniquity in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, forgive us of any way. Father, forgive us if we've missed you in any way. We're asking that you forgive us tonight, oh God. We're asking that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, glory to God, make us right, Father, for you desire truth on the inward part. Father, we're asking that you have your way. Have your way in us. Have your way in each and every one of us. Father, cause your truth, oh God, to go way down on the inside. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We're thanking you, oh God, for looking upon the altars of the heart. Oh God, every situation, every circumstance, oh God, that will be facing your people. Father, but you said that we could come boldly to your throne. And Father, here we are. Here we are with open hearts on tonight. Here we are, glory to God, with uplifted hands unto you. For you said by your word, oh God, that we can look unto the hill. For you're our hill. You're our help. You're our source. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, bless you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight, oh God, for looking and taking, oh God, every situation in the name of Jesus. Father, we invite you now, oh God, to step into the situations. Step in, oh God, and turn around, we pray, in thy precious name of Jesus. Father, turn around every adverse situation in the name of Jesus. Father, every situation that is working against your people, Father, turn it around in the name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you tonight, for you've caused us to be the head and not the tail. We're thanking you, glory to God, that you've caused us to be above and not beneath. And we thank you now, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you for lifting us tonight, for lifting us high in the name of Jesus, for lifting us, oh God, far above our adversaries. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say have your way tonight. Have your way on this network, God. Have your way in the hearts of your people. Have your way. Father, we say let your word come forth on tonight. Father, let your word come forth on tonight. Glory to God, and free course on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. And we bind the hand of the enemy on tonight. Glory to God, every distraction we bind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every interference we bind, we take control. We take authority now as sons of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we said be exalted on tonight. Be exalted in our spirit. Be exalted in our minds, oh, God. Father, go into the recess of the mind. Father, in those dark places tonight, we say shine forth. Cause your glory to shine forth in the name of Jesus. Cause your glory to be revealed on tonight in our hearts and in our minds, in our soul and in our spirit. Father, make us whole on tonight. Father, let us not leave this line the same. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we said, do what you will. We ask you now, Father, that you would strengthen your speaker tonight. Father, strengthen, lead, guide, and direct on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, have your way. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in thy precious name, Jesus. Encircle, encompass her on tonight. In thy precious name, glory to God. Father, tonight, cause your glory to be revealed. Cause it to be revealed in great measure, we pray. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, do what you will now. Oh, God, all over the world. Father, move for your people. Move for your people tonight. Yebasa. Move for your people tonight, we pray. Oh, God, move in healing tonight. Father, move, glory to God, in relationships and fellowship tonight. Father, move on this night, glory be to God. Father, move in provision, we pray. Father, move tonight, sanctify, cleanse, and purge, we pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, move by your spirit. Cause your peace to abide in the midst of us. Cause your peace to rest upon us. Cause your peace, oh God, to accompany us, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And your righteousness, Father, cause it to be revealed. Cause it to be revealed in great measure. And Father, we say yes tonight. We say yes to your will. We say yes, oh God. Cover now, shield. We pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover, and we shall be covered. Hide us tonight, Father, and we shall be hid. And we thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing on this broadcast. Father, we bless your precious name. Every heart tonight would say amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen on tonight. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Look like we might be having issues. Glory be to God, but we're going to go ahead. Let's see if we can bring. There you are. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wars, and to all our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the 16th through the 18th verse. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. I read to you 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 16th through the 18th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless Almighty God tonight for allowing us to come together one more time. It surely is a blessing to be in the land of the living. Behold the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. I greet every one of you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. I thank God tonight for Evangelist Bradley, our PNN advisors, and prayer warriors. And most of all, I thank God for Jesus Christ, who is in control and who is responsible for this line and for each of us connecting on this night, on this line. Bless his name. I thank God for the protocol that has already been established. I do come in agreement with that, but I honor my pastor, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple tonight, his wife, and every one of you in your respectable places on this line from every nation, wherever you're listening in from, Facebook, radio, wherever, you are welcome tonight. God bless you. Father, we give you thanks tonight for your word that will come forth. God, let your word come forth with clarity, with understanding, to bring exhortation and edification. We want to thank you tonight, God, that we may hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, that you would bind the prince of the powers of the air and spiritual wickedness in high places, and every interference and interruption, God, neutralize every power that would come against your word tonight, that would come against this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, release your presence, release the fire of the Holy Ghost, release your anointing now that would make this word go forth with ease. Oh God, let us never leave this line the same way we came. Let us, oh God, grow by the word of God. We do thank you. We do praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We thank God tonight. Tonight, people of God, I will deal with something that God has been dealing with me with, and it's about standing still. Standing still. God said, be still and know that he is God. And the battle belonged to him. Bless his name. And I will go, if you have your Bibles, you can go with me to Psalms chapter 46, 1 through 11. And it says, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength. Hallelujah. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Bless his name tonight for this word tonight. Then said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Bless his name on tonight. And my focus verse will be verse 10 throughout this message. Bless his name. And so as we read the word of God, we have to understand that God has given us confidence. He wants us to have confidence in him in these troublesome times. This psalm, the background may be the crisis of something that happened in 701 BC when God miraculously delivered the city of Jerusalem from the armies of Sennacherib, king of Assyria. And you can find that in 2 Kings chapter 18 and 19. Be still in verse 10 encourages the one that is hearing and listening. This is for those that are hearing and listening to stop all the struggling that we're doing. Find the peace of faith. Find a place of faith. Let your faith bring you peace. Hallelujah, that you need in this hour. That is what God is saying. This peace comes only as we acknowledge God's lordship. We have to acknowledge the lordship of Jesus in our lives and surrender totally over to his will. And until we totally surrender over to the will of God, we will not find the peace that we are looking for. Our faith will not be where it's supposed to be. Bless the name of the living God on tonight. When you look at it, the Bible says the heathen rage and the kingdoms are moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. Bless the name of the living God on tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus is moving in this hour. You can see the things that are happening in the earth. Bless his name. And when you look at the word still, he is telling us to be still. The word still means to think, to relax down. Let's drop. Be disheartened. Drop. Withdraw. To let drop. Abandon. Refrain. Forsake. To let go. Let alone. Be quiet. To show oneself slack. And the Strong's Concordance, it said, slacken, abate, cease, consume, draw, fail, faint, feeble, idle, leave, let alone, go down, say, be slothful and weak. That's the definition of be still. And God is telling us to be still in this hour. So before I get into this, I just want to share with you a message on the things that are happening in the earth. And when I look at into this message, and this same chapter came to me about us being still in this last hour. Bless his name. When you look around tonight, those of us, we can see that evil has surely intensified. If we as, hallelujah, if we as the people of God don't wake up and realize this is not the time to be quiet, then we are in more trouble than we think. The power of evil, disobedience, and rebellion has intensified like we have never seen it before. This is only the word of God that is being fulfilled, what we're seeing taking place in the earth. We are living in a time, glory be to God, tonight, where the greatest apostasy, like I ministered on last night, has intensified and escalated to such a degree that it is no more time to be lukewarm or play in church. Hallelujah. This is a time we've got to be sold out to God like never before. The spirit of rebellion against God and his word has intensified as God has spoken. This is a time to make our call and our election sure. We got to know for sure that we are saved. We got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that our souls is saved. We are locked into the kingdom. We got to know for sure that our names are on the book of life. Bless his name. This is a time to know the word of God and have a deeper, intimate relationship, hallelujah, with Jesus more than anything else in this world right now. On Friday, and I want you to hear this good. Maybe some of you have heard it, but I'm going to share it. On Friday, the 5th of May, 2023, they had the largest satanic gathering in history held in Boston right here in the United States. And when I began to watch this video, it would stand out to me. It is amazing how kind of worshipers gather by thousands and possibly millions in their satanic temple to worship Satan, praise him to the top of their voices, glorify him without having to be pushed or asked to do so. Bless his name. They do it so voluntarily. But the temple or buildings we go to worship God is almost empty, and they're overpacked, bless his name. The pews are empty. We don't praise him the way he deserves. We don't worship him the way he deserves. And when I look at the way they just, yelling and screaming for a demonic force, and I compare how we praise God and the type of worship we give God, it is so shameful and embarrassing how some of us worship and praise God. Bless his name. We complain about being in service too long. We rush through service. We watch the time and complain when service is not over according to the time that man has set. Bless his name on tonight. But when you look at these people, they don't put no time on how long they be doing their underhand work, out there praising and doing all kind of illicit things. They don't have no time limit. But these evil people will spend hours upon hours all night worshiping Satan without thinking about it. I'm always asking myself, why is it we who call ourselves people of God, who say we love him so much, don't have this kind of zeal and passion and desire to worship and praise God, even for the things of God, even for staying in prayer, staying in the Bible, in the word of God?
on the weekend, the largest satanic gathering in history was held. They were interviewing some of these Satanists. One of them said it's about freedom of religion, hallelujah, and freedom from religion. Another one said Satan is very powerful, hallelujah, tonight, that he is a symbol of rebellion and anti-authority, terrorism. If you watch the video, they are shouting and going crazy and saying, "Hail Satan." Record-breaking Satanists came together to perform demonic rituals, throwing up devil horns, some dressed in goat costumes to pay homage to Baphomet. As they were doing this, a witch took the Bible and ripped up all of the pages while they were celebrating and screaming to the top of their voices. Oh, glory to God tonight. After she was done ripping out all of the pages, she threw what was left of the Bible on the ground. And they, not only that, but they had protesters outside marching up and down with their signs in their hands about this celebration. Bless his name tonight. Satan has deceived them into thinking that they can destroy the word of God, which is impossible. God said heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will last forever. All last night, we just talked about a famine is coming concerning the word of God. Then we see this woman ripping the Bible apart. She said that they were doing it because something that was destroying the symbol of the things that causes harm. So in other words, she was saying the Bible is causing a lot of harm in the earth. The Bible is causing confusion in the earth. So she decides that I'm going to tear it up and get rid of it. How many know tonight you cannot get rid of the word of God no matter how you try? The Most High God will still reign. Hallelujah. Not tobacco shanda bahaya. Lord God, help me tonight. This is something to hear tonight, people of God. Not too long ago, they protested because they wanted Baphomet to be placed next to the Ten Commandments, the satanic Ten Commandment monument. They posted a Baphomet statue next to a commandment in Arkansas to show that they have authority. But the devil is a liar tonight. So we have to realize when Satan deceives people, their reality becomes lies Satan sees them. They praise and worship Satan and so they don't believe that he literally exists. That's what one of them was saying. They don't believe he really exists because they are deceived. They say that he is literally just a metaphor, that this is not real. And so that's why they do what they do. Bless his name. And they are blind and dumb to know that they have opened themselves up to forces. Bless his name. And so when I read this, the scripture came to me, and God is telling us what he expects of us. He expects us not to be afraid, not to walk in fear. This is the time to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the untoward generation. God said, be not deceived. Whatsoever God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Bless his name. We know that we are in a time and season where there is chaos and confusion, devastation, death and destruction. There's bloodshed and violence, earthquake in diverse places, mass shooting, wars and rumors of wars, famine, starvation, inflation, pullback diseases, loss of employment because of the AI, the artificial intelligence system is taking over. We have wickedness in high places taking over the whole world. Deception, great rebellion, and disobedience against God, his word, and the name of Jesus has escalated in such a way that we have never seen before. The love of many has grown cold. Perversion is taking over,
our children and grandchildren and the young adults, the youth, are on the hit list of Satan. Hallelujah. This last generation is in trouble. Life has no more value, glory to God. There is absolutely no food for God in the earth. God forewarned us that these things will come upon the whole world. Bless the name of Jesus. These are the days of labor. These are the days of labor and sorrow. Bless the name of Jesus. The AI, artificial intelligence, a system to be God is taking over this whole world. Persecution of God's people has multiplied and will continue to get worse. Luke chapter 21, 25 to 27 says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of all nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming upon the face of the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and with great glory. Bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so as we hear what God is saying, every nation is going to be facing perplexity. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we look at the word perplexity, it is the inability to deal with or understand something catered or unaccountable. And as I was praying, God downloaded this word in my spirit. He said to be still and know that I am God in the midst of what's going on. Be still. He said the battle glory to God belongs to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. The battle belongs to me. Thank you, Lord. He said to be still in this last hour. Is it better? Is it sound better?
Can you hear me now?
Okay. All that is happening around us, this is the time to rest in him and be still. No matter what is going on in this last hour, God is telling us as his people, we need to just be still. There are two steps that God pointed out that we need to take on how to be still and be silent in this last hour. The first thing he said to me, he said, remove and get rid of external distraction. Get rid of external distraction. It is important to remove everything that is a distraction in our lives that is keeping us from moving to the next level in God. Glory be to God tonight. Life can be fast-paced, but we sometimes can be overwhelmed with the busyness and activities of life. We need to feel, and we may feel like we can't slow down, but it becomes a habit. Hallelujah. That is too hard to break in some people's lives, for them to stop working hard, for them to do something else. It becomes a habit, so it's hard for them to stop. Glory be to God. But God is saying tonight, we have to remove external distraction that is keeping us busy, and we can't get away and can't be alone with God, and find a specific time and place for solitude during turning off any distraction, noise in the background that is causing you to be disturbed. Got to get rid of it. Take the time to experience God's presence. The second thing that God said, silence or shut down internal distraction, the things that's in our mind. Besides removing outside distraction, it is essential and mandatory to silence our inner being. That is what we need to do. We need to get rid of all the thoughts within us that pull our attention away from God and his presence, away from his word. Last night we talked about a famine. We've got to get rid of it. Hallelujah. If something needs to be taken care of later, write it down and then forget about it and spend some time with God, because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants us to be distracted so that we can grow into being what God has us to be. And as we look at Psalm chapter 46, it's a song for Zion, God's holy city, where his people dwell with him. This city is holy because God dwells in it. This psalm is all about security with God, that God is our true home. Our dwelling place is in God. That is what he's saying unto us tonight. In verse 10, there's a change, and God speaks directly. My God, throughout the 11th verse, he also read several descriptions about God. This psalmist starts to talk about God, his characteristics, his attributes. He is our refuge. He is power. He is a present help in the time of trouble, a great help to those who are weak, to those who are depending and looking unto God. God is higher than, hallelujah, tonight, than all else, and able to rule above all. The Bible said, at his voice, the earth melts. Glory to God. We got to understand how powerful the God is that we serve. He rules above all. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God on tonight. We read the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, Israel. My God, he is with us, the believers, and he is exalted among the nation. He was with Abraham. He was with the patriarchs and prophets of old. And so he says he is with us the same way. He was with Moses and that brought deliverance to the children of Israel. He is telling us to look and see, I am with you just like I was with them back in that century. Bless his name. And he said, I will be exalted among the nations. He said, I am going to be exalted no matter what they're doing. God said, I am going to be exalted in this last hour in this earth. He is a fortress and protects the weak ones that belong to him. Bless his name. This psalmist is probably living through some turmoil or war. If you listen to this psalm, you can see that there's something going on, like a war, like we're in a time of war and turbulence. We're in a time where all hell is breaking loose. And so if you read this psalm, it seems as if turmoil and war is happening. Why he had to write this psalm? Trouble was happening. The nations were raging. Don't we see the nations raging and kingdoms falling? My God, wars and spears and bows and arrows and chariots that they used back then. But today they're using guns and knives and grenades and all kind of deadly weapons. What's the difference between then and now? And so when we look at this psalm and compare it to our time, we can see that this psalm is referring to us and what we're dealing with. Though this psalm is always pointing forward to a future, it helps us know that what they dealt with back then, we are now in this time dealing with the same thing. Hallelujah. But there's a time coming when these wars will cease. There's a time coming when God will step in, hallelujah, and change things on behalf of his people. It is very clear, people of God, by the end of this psalm, that the warring against God is always in vain. The enemies cannot fight against God. What they're doing today, fight against God, they're fighting a losing battle. They will never, ever be able to, my God, shut God down, shut his name down, shut his word down. It's impossible because God, my God, he is beyond our human comprehension. Bless his name tonight. We God's people must know tonight that we are always secure no matter what environment we may be living in, no matter what nation you're from. God is saying, I have you. You are secure, whether in the midst of turmoil, war, and some of you may be living in a war zone tonight. Some of you may be living where there's so much gangs and violence and so much trouble taking place and death and devastation. You may be in a place where there's confusion and destruction and rejection and opposition. But God is telling us here in this word that he has us secured. We are secured. The souls of the believers through his son, Jesus Christ, is in a secret place with him. Bless his name. This psalmist goes on to encourage the godly to know that the Lord is God. Though it was tempting to unite themselves, those people back then, they were attempting to unite them powers to rely on military strength or to give themselves over to idolatry. Don't we see that what's happening in the nations now to cease the war, to stop what is going on? They are relying on military power. They're turning to foreign powers and foreign gods, glory to God, to solve the issues and the problems that they're facing in the earth. Paganism has taken over in the earth. We find in this hour that a lot of nations are relying on this same military strength right now for victory. Many of them are engaged in idol worship. And so God is saying that we, the believers, we have to look to him. We got to depend on him in this last hour with all the satanic rituals and festivals that are taking place right under our noses. Glory be to God. God is telling us that godly must learn to persevere to the end. Bless his name. He said to be still and know that he is God. If you read Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 and 13, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. And so we declare tonight that God released the spirit of endurance in the life of the believers to endure hardness as a good soldier. We're going to need to pray for each other. We're going to need to come together like we've never come together before. We're going to need to support each other in this trying times. Bless his name. We have got to pray for the spirit of endurance. We've got to pray for patience. My God, hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. We've got to pray for the spirit of long-suffering. Psalms chapter 46 and 10 is a popular verse, and I believe a lot of people know about it or even quote it. My God, for come and relax and don't do nothing in God. Bless his name. But this verse does not encourage believers. This verse does encourage believers to reflect on God, who he really is. But there is more to this psalm. Verse 10 is actually more of a wake-up call to be in awe of who God is. That's what it's basically all about. It's telling us we need to wake up and recognize who God really is. Because a lot of people say they know God, they read their Bible, but do they know who God really is? And that is a question. It's not just a call to a gentle rest. Bless his name on tonight. Glory be to God. It's not just resting and sitting down and not doing nothing. It's taking time out. This God is telling us tonight is about taking time out. It's out of our busy schedule. Take some time out to meditate. Take some time out to read the scripture. Take some time out to pray. Take some time out to listen to God. Bless his name. My God, listen to what he is saying. He is telling us, take some time out. Rest in me. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Because many people might get this scripture mix up and think God is saying just sit down and do nothing. Just relax and wait till God drop it in my lap. God release it. That is not what it's all about. Luke chapter 5 and 16 said, and talks about Jesus. He withdrew himself into the wilderness to pray. And so Jesus had to take a break from his disciples. If he had to take a break from society, he had to take a break from his work, because his work was to go out there and preach. He had to take a break and find a solitude of prayer, a place of prayer, to get away from distraction. So what God is saying, if Jesus had to do it, what about us? Some of us work, my God, 8 hours, 12 hours a day, and we become tired, and we so focused on our lifestyle. We're so focused on paying bills. We're so focused on getting this and getting that we don't spend the quality time that God is looking for out of our lives. Many times Jesus would go by himself to pray. He pulled away. And so God said that we need to follow him. He was our example. His command in this scripture to be still is written in the context of a time of trouble and war tonight. Hallelujah. Therefore, when we read this verse, we should keep in mind that in the time of war and trouble, we need to be still and stay prayerful. See that we are in the time of war and trouble, and God is saying, be still by being prayerful. Be still by being watchful. Be still by saying, my God, in the house of God. Be still. Be committed to the things of God. Be still, my God. Have a spirit of worship. Always be worshiping. Always be praising him. Find time alone with him. The phrase, be still. and know that I am God calls us to take a time to pause and reflect. It reminds us that God is still in control no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter what is happening in this earth. By taking time to be still and connect with our faith. He said this is a time to connect with our faith. This is a time to walk in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He said the just shall live by faith. Are we faith-filled or faithful in this hour? Bless his name. If we don't have the type of faith that we should have, we are not going to make it. We are not going to survive. We can find peace even when there is chaos happening in our lives. God will give us peace. We will experience so much joy because we know that we cannot change what is happening, but we have the confidence keep us in the time of chaos and devastation. Bless the name of the living God tonight. This is a time when our faith is being tested in such a great way. I don't know about you, but I find myself my faith has to be strengthened because the enemy sometimes comes in like a flood. And so I have to build my faith and trust God's word like I've never done it before. We have to take heed to what is happening, and so we need to take a moment to be thankful. We need to, my God, be thankful and grateful for what we have and how God has kept and is keeping us. We got to remember that if we look around in other parts of the world and what is happening, we need to be thankful and grateful for how God is surely keeping us. Remember that our trials are part of God's plan. He said our trials come to make us strong in every area of our lives. In James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4, bless his name, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, hallelujah, tonight, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. We are going to need patience. God say, your faith, the trying of your faith in these troublesome times, you're going to have to exercise patience. Verse 4 said, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So God is telling us, be matured, come into perfection, let it work in us. If ever a time we need to let faith, my God, work in us and mature in our faith, it is in this last hour. Bless the name of the living God. We should use this time and with all that is happening to stay in prayer and ask God for guidance and strength. Hallelujah, my God, tonight. God is looking for glory carriers. And I heard the woman of God touch the book of Romans chapter 8. But God took me to Romans chapter 8, verses 18, 30, 35, and 39. He said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present world or this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So God is looking for glory carriers. And the glory can only come when you go through suffering, when you go through trials. Mm. That brings the glory of God in our lives. Bless his name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Moreover, whom he did predestinated, them he also called. And whom he called, he has just also justified. And whom he justified, he said, then he also verified. And so God is looking to verify his people. God is looking for, my God, to justify his people. And the Bible said, who shall separate us from the love of God, my God, the glory of God, of Christ. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, we talked about famine last night, but he's talking about famine here again, or nakedness or peril or sword. These are questions he's asking. Shall these things separate you? Shall tribulation separate you when you go through the stress and you're stressed out? Should that cause you to turn against God and separate you from God? When you're being persecuted, shall it separate you from God? If you can't find food to eat, will you let that separate you from God? If you can't find clothes to wear, is that going to separate you from God? Paris means trouble. If you're facing trouble or the sword, my God, hallelujah, somebody will try to take your life. Will you let that separate you from God? Verse 36 said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. The righteous are being killed all day long. God's people are being persecuted, and then, my God, the enemy Satan has come up coming up against us, who come to kill, steal, and destroy. So all day long we are being killed by the enemy. But thank God for his body. Thank God for his word on tonight. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded tonight, I don't know about anybody else, but I am persuaded right now that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor anything, nor any nor things present, nor things to come, bless his name, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And so God sends his word as an assurance that we are relying and dependent on him, that nothing separate us, that he will protect us. He will be there for us. He's telling us to be still. Being still isn't always easy. I don't know about you, but sometimes when God is telling you to be still, it is not easy. Being still would bring glory in your life. If we would learn to let God fight our battles, if we would learn to step back from trying to fix it ourselves, it can be so powerful. Glory to God on tonight. If we take time to be thankful and grateful and let God work things out in our favor, and remember that God is always with us. He is in control tonight of everything that is taking place in our lives. Nothing takes him by surprise. If we don't have no story, then there will be no glory. And so God will allow us to go through trials and testing and tribulation to bring glory to his kingdom, to bring glory to his name. Bless his name on tonight. So don't complain. Don't murmur. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't walk away, because God is trying to get the glory out of your life. It doesn't matter how the enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. He's telling us here to be still. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, stop striving. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to fight it by yourself. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Almighty. God is telling us to stop fighting. Hallelujah. So many times we're trying to fight it for ourselves. We're trying to figure this thing out. Hallelujah. God tonight. But he is saying stand still. We ask the people of God to understand the command for ourselves, that God is saying snap out of it. Get out of it. Get out of yourself. Get out of the thing in your mindset. Wake up. There is a death. Wake up. Stop living in fear. He did not give us this power, love, and a sound mind. He is saying to acknowledge who is your God and be in awe of him. Hallelujah. So many in the body of Christ are operating in the spirit of fear. But God is telling us tonight, you don't need to be afraid. All hell is breaking loose around us. All the commotion and confusion, my God, and the violence that is taking place. He said, we do not need to be afraid. Psalms chapter 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. He said, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in this earth. People of God, tonight, no matter, hallelujah, tonight, how they try to come up against God and his word, how they try to come up against God and his people in this last hour, the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and come up against our faith, God will be exalted. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, all the rebels shall on the Bahia. Yes, God, tonight, 9 to 11, wherefore God had also highly exalted him, and Nebuchadnezzar, yes, God, and given him a name that which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in the heaven, and things in the earth, and things under the earth. I don't care what they do. Every satanic knee is going to bow. Every rich knee is going to bow. Every rebellious knee is going to bow. Every disobedient knee is going to bow. Every government official knee is going to bow. That Buckingham Palace, hallelujah, they will bow. I don't care what titles they carry. God say every knee is going to bow, and every tongue will confess. Those are fighting against the name of Jesus and against his word and against his people. He said every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, he is the only Lord. He is the glory of God, my God, the Father on tonight. He is God all by himself, and the child there is no other God, and there will never be another God. Who's one starts, but they are very is still right, still land. He is right here, right there in your house, right there in your car, right now, no matter what is going on. You might find yourself in the fire of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may find yourself in a den of lions, my God, like my God, like Daniel, my God. You may be facing the Red Sea, like the children of Israel, but God is saying, I am there with you. I am making a way out of no way. I am making a way of escape for you. Hallelujah. This is a time, my God, tonight. We need to focus more on consistent prayer life, my God, and stay in the word. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. What is the real meaning of be still and know? Jesus says to the wind and the wave, if we look at what God is saying, we the Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41, and the same day when the evening has come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then they had sent away the multitude, yes, Lord, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into that ship, so that it was full. Thank you, Lord. It was full, and it was in the third part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace. Still, hallelujah, on tonight, there was a dark and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Oh, glory to God, on tonight, and they said exceedingly, and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even, hallelujah, that even the wind and the wave, oh God, the sea obey him. Hallelujah. God is saying, my God, Jesus, speak to your situation. I am on board your situation. And the wind and the sea completely died down in silence, in awe, and worship of the Creator who was on board the ship. Bless his name tonight. Whatever storms are in your life, you may feel like God is sleeping. You may feel like God is not hearing. You may feel like God is in a distance, but he is right there. He long so called a host. Hallelujah. God is saying to your situation tonight, speak to your situation. Peace, be still in the name of Jesus. When we realize who is on board, who is in control of the storm that is sent against us, we will lay down and sleep as Jesus did. Oh, help me tonight, God. We will not allow frustration and depression, oppression, worry, stress, anger, and anxiety, and confusion to defeat us and take over our minds, because they are mind battles. They are demonic forces sent at you to depress you and cause you to not focus, hallelujah, on the way you're supposed to focus, hallelujah, tonight. When we know that God is in complete control, we will walk in victory, knowing that the battle has already been won. We will take control, knowing that we already have victory, and no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. Oh God, tonight, when we look at this night story, fear of God came upon the disciples when they saw the authority that Jesus, my God, tonight used. They asked themselves a question: what kind of man is this that even nature obeys him? Hallelujah, can we ask tonight, what kind of man are we serving? What kind of God are we serving? That when you say you will live, you will live. When you say peace be still, he means peace be still. When you say to stand still, he expects us to stand still. Hallelujah, God. We got to understand that we have the living word of God on the ship. The demon is storm starts to rage, and they became so fearful. We got to realize that we have the written word with us. It is on the inside of us. And so because of the word on the inside of us, we don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be doubtful. We don't need to be careful. Come on. We can speak the word instead within ourselves. Speak the word peace, be still. And it has to obey us because of the word of God that is on the inside. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, God. Just like they were all on board with Jesus, and they saw the demonstration of the power of God. And so God is saying, I am on board with you as I demonstrate my power in the earth. Speak to the situation. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. If you declare a thing, God says it shall be established. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, God said, Jesus is our example. He is telling us when the storm began to rage against you, when your trials and testings become more than you can bear, stand still, get some rest, because he is on board. Rise up and rebuke that thing, that enemy that is standing at you. Speak with authority what you desire and watch God bring it to pass. In the name of Jesus, God says we have authority to speak to any situation, any storm, any wind. Bless his name tonight. Any circumstances, hallelujah, that comes our way, and it must obey us, because the word of God is down on the inside, or it should be on the inside. There, my God, they had the word with them, but we have it on the inside. And the Bible says, greater is he that is on the inside than he that is in the world. Hallelujah tonight. There is a silence of stillness that should overtake us in this hour. Glory to God as we rest in God, as we rest in the presence of God, because he is so holy and righteous, all powerful and glorious. He is mighty to save and strong to deliver. The call is for us. God is calling us. The call is for us to be still. Be a holy people. Hallelujah, God. We serve a holy and awesome, glorious and eternal and everlasting God. In this hour, as more knowledge and worship flows out of the church, it is time for the knowledge and the worship of God to go beyond the soul walls. It needs to flow on the outside. It is time to share God's love and word with the world. The more people will come to know him and understand his ultimate security and enjoy his presence, hallelujah, when we see it in us, when they look at us and see how strong we are and see how confident we are in this troublesome time, they will know that we serve a God that is real. While we are being still and waiting on God to fix things, get busy working for him. And God brought this in my first song. He said, while you are waiting on me, while you are being still, get busy. Go and do the work of the evangelist. Do what I've called you to do. He said, I'm fixing it. I'm turning things around in your favor right now. He expects us to get busy with the work of the kingdom. Nobody will call Sunday. Let's start out tonight to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. As he said, he will give us the things that we need. He will give us the desires of our heart. If we have a clean hand and a pure heart, not giving into vanity, my God, not running after material things, he will release and restore. Hallelujah. He will release the things and restore the things we have been waiting for in the name of Jesus. He is with us. God says to tell you and encourage you tonight to let you know that he is with you. His angels are always ready to serve us. We just need to exercise our faith a little more. Come on, Jesus, I'm here tonight. Hallelujah, God is saying, the night of our hearing, come up a little higher, fill me the speed, stress to me a little more. God's goal in being with his people is so we can accomplish his purpose and will in the earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to spread knowledge of him so more and more people can be saved in this last hour, that they can come to know him of God in an intimate way. God, is all we are doing that is distracting us, hallelujah, tonight in this last hour, acknowledge that God alone is the sovereign ruler. We have to have knowledge, and people need that to know the knowledge about God, that he is the sovereign ruler of the universe, and commit to love and to follow him with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength. He will one day stop all of this war. We can believe that one day all of this war and all the things that we are seeing in the earth will be stopped, and he will be exalted among the nations, the Gentiles and the Jewish
Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Shaman Nebahala. Oh, glory to God. The Gentiles and Jewish believers as one family, and the church, God, is going to unite all of us as one family, and all the earth, hallelujah, is going to come together to know that there is God. There will be no question of who God is and what he is doing. So we need the substitution of what the enemy is doing and hear the voice of God. Too many times we focus on what Satan is doing and this is happening and another thing is happening and what they're going through. God, they stop focusing on what the enemy is doing and hear his voice. Hallelujah. 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 God, oh God, help me tonight. We need to know the voice of God. The Bible said, at the voice of God, the earth melts. God's voice is very powerful. And he is speaking, hallelujah, to us very clearly. Now, the things that we are seeing happening in the earth, glory to God, the enemies have to scatter when the voice of God is heard and stop fighting against us when the voice of God is heard. And how does he hear the voice of God? It is through our cleaning his word. It's through our prayer, hallelujah, and the things that we're doing that represent God in the end. Hallelujah tonight. And we as the people of God, hallelujah, we need to remember who our God is. It seems that so many of us tend to forget how powerful God is. We tend to forget how strong and mighty God is. Hallelujah. So we go through some things. Bless his name and we lose faith in God. God commands strength and God is commanding silence from us in this last hour. But why is this important for the people of God? Why is God saying this? The people of God, we as the people of God, we're living in fear. And so God said, he's saying this for us to come out of fear, to trust him, hallelujah, to depend on him, to know him, bless his name, hallelujah, and that we need to remember who God is. And God is sending out a cry tonight, saying, get to know me, get to understand me. Hallelujah, to move us in the body of Christ, bless his name, and living in so much fear of so many things. God gave us authority over all the powers of the enemy. We don't need to fear the end of our lives. We don't need to be afraid to die. My God, tonight, even in the midst of the battles we are confronted by people or facing, bless his name, this world is not our home. We got to remember this world is not our home. We are strangers in city. God has a place prepared for each and every one of those who are his people. We're going to Zion one day, people of God. We will live with God and there will be no more wars, no more pain, and no more end. If you look at Revelation chapter 21 and 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, and no more sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things shall pass away. Hallelujah, glory to God tonight. Don't we see, we don't need to fear what the world can do. We need to remember who God is and what we need to share, that we need to share the knowledge of God with others. Bless his name. We need to remember our trials is only here to make us a little stronger. It is to build us, hallelujah, God, and to increase our faith and trust in God and his word. It is time to stop fighting. Oh my God, it's time to stop striving. I just keep hearing God say it. We must stop fighting and stop trying to fix it. Stop striving. As believers, take time, my God, tonight, to be still and quiet before the Lord in prayer, meditating on his word. That's sometimes some Christians, as Christians, we should do this every day of our lives. God is saying, take time. We have Jesus, our God, as our example, like we heard earlier. We should find our time. And so we should find so much time to be God in the presence of the Lord. We should find immense comfort, so much comfort in the fact that our
bear with us, bear with us.
Hallelujah.
There you are. We can hear you.
Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God.
And it's time to stop fighting. God saying we should stop fighting and let him fight for us. Let him be our security. Let him be our peace. Nothing in this world will offer you the security that you have in God tonight. People of God, as I come to a close, I want to encourage you with the scripture in Psalm chapter 46 and 10. Always inspires us to read more of God's word. Get to know him by his word. Rely and depend on him in this hour like we have never done before. People of God, when we see the same verse come to our mind, let us remember the deeper context of the passage and be analyzed the incredible things he is doing and about to do for us. We have to be a part of his perfect plan. Glory to God tonight. And so God is talking to us by this scripture to let us know that we don't need to fear. Hallelujah. Tonight, God is saying that he is there. God will make sure his glory is known. We don't need to fear. God said, take comfort in this scripture. Take comfort. Be still and remember who he is. Be still, my God. Be still. And we have a comfort. Even if you look at Psalm chapter 91, it is a covering for us. It is a covering. And so God is saying, I have a protection around you. I am here for you. I will always be there for you. Stand still and see my salvation. If you're going through something tonight, God is telling you, stand still. If you're dealing with family issues, children issues, job issues, emotional issues, God is saying to stand still and see my salvation tonight. Hallelujah. God said, I am here to deliver you tonight. All mine tonight. Stand still. Stop fighting. Stop struggling. Hallelujah. Trust me. And watch me tonight. Bless his name. I am your refuge. I am your saint. I am with you in trouble. Even if you go to prison, even if you face whatever it is, God is saying tonight, trust me. Stand still and watch me. As a father tonight, I thank you for your word. I thank you for what you're saying to the world, your people. For you to say to the world to know that you are our comfort. To know, God, that you have our back. To know, God, that you will never leave us and never forsake us. To know, God, that you can be assured that everything that come up against us, God, that you are fighting every battle. Lord, help us to remember, bless his name, help us to remember that you are in control. Help us to remember, oh God, that we are not you shunned ever higher, that we don't need to fear what the enemy is doing. We don't need to fear my heaven on earth. Father, help us, oh God, to stand on the word. Help us, oh God, to stand in our faith. Help us to stand, God, my God, in prayer. Help us to stand in worship all tonight. Help us, oh God, to be still and know that you are God. It is you that have made us and not we ourselves. Oh God, tonight I pray for faith to increase, God, as we come to this blind every night, that our faith will begin to increase, that our trust and hope in you will begin to increase in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I send this prayer up tonight, God. Let this word, God, continue to be with us and let us know, hallelujah, God, that we are in trouble sometimes, but we are not alone, God. We are not fighting this battle on our own, God. We are not called of a Sunday, but he called of a Hosanna. In the most end of a higher, in the name of Jesus, we are covered with the blood of Jesus and no weapon tonight. Hallelujah, that is formed against us, oh God. So, Pastor, we want to thank you, God, for your word on tonight, that the words of God of our mouth, God, in the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, my God, let this word go forth. I strengthen those who are weak in this state. And those who are fear of God, let them know that they need to be afraid tonight because you are with us. In Jesus' mighty name, and I say amen and amen.
God, amen tonight. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we thank God. Amen. For what the Lord is saying to us tonight, to stand still. We got to stand still and let God be God. Amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. People of God, that while we're standing, what we should be doing. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. We thank him for the word. We again apologize for our sound. Our sound, the system was not very clear going in and out, but we really, really, really do apologize to you for that, people of God. But, amen, we would like for you to get a copy of the broadcast tonight. If you would like to have a copy, we can certainly provide it to you. We have two numbers for you if you would like a copy of it. Amen. Glory be to God. The first number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Second number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. For our international listeners, you can as well request it via WhatsApp to that number, 678-608-7234. You can get a copy sent directly to your phone. We'll send it as a link. And then that way, you can certainly send it out to as many people as you would like to. Any of our broadcast people, God, but we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Glory be to God for such a word for a time as this. Amen. We don't count it back. We don't count it. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we do thank him on tonight for this word. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want you to look towards heaven with us as we pray, amen, for the woman of God. Glory to God in this hour. Father, we bless you again. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you, O God, for this night, for this hour. We thank you for the assembling of your people, for assembling of people all over the earth. Some, God, via radio, some calling in. But either way, we just give God thanks and praise for each and every one of our listeners on tonight. Now, Father, we ask that you bless the woman of God. Father, we ask that you bless her on tonight, her heart's desire. Father, give her heart's desire, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you meet every need. Every single need, we pray in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We bless you. We do love you for her. God, we thank you for this jewel that you have given to the body of Christ. Father, now we're asking that you will cover her in your shed blood. Keep her, cover her, shield her, we pray. We do bind the hand of the enemy, and we bring all of his works to naught. And Father, for this, we thank you. We praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, before we release the broadcast back into the hand of the speaker, we just want to remind you. We want to remind you about the upcoming PNN celebration. Celebrating 3 years, people of God, we're celebrating 3 years. And we want you to come and be with us. Amen. Text us on either one of those numbers. We are trying to get a head count. Listen, people of God, don't wait to the last minute. Amen, Jesus. Let us go ahead and reserve. Amen, Jesus. Just let us know how many people are coming in your party. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. We bless him again. And people of God, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into our speaker tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Bless you. God bless you. And all of those who work along with you, God bless you. I just want to continue to encourage all of us tonight that in a troublesome world and the things that we're seeing, the things that is taking place, we are really, really have to trust God. We really need to stand still. And like we have heard, it's not standing still and not doing anything or sitting and not doing anything. But what God is saying tonight, get busy building my kingdom. Get busy doing what I have ordained and called you to do. Focus on the things focus on soul winning, focus on whatever ministry that he has given you, whatever call that is on your life, whatever gift he has given you, God is saying, focus on that. Make full fruit of your ministry tonight. Go and do and watch me. Bless his name. And so for a long time, I believe people have been to being still and just sitting down and waiting on God to move. Some, you have people say, I'm waiting on a move of God. I'm waiting. I'm being still. But being still is actually being busy with the kingdom business. Being still is being busy making the will of God happen in the earth. And so I want to encourage and entreat each and every one of us that is connected tonight that as God has instructed us, let's get busy. Let's get busy because time is short and God is really depending on us. So much things is happening at one time. It's hard to keep up with what is going on. But as we focus on God and as we focus on his word, and we meditate in his word and we stay prayerful and we stay committed and dedicated to the things of the Lord, the things that we pray for and the things that we've been fighting for so long, right now I can testify, I'm seeing God's hands moving without having to really fight it and wrestle in prayer, you know, because I've made up my mind to obey God, whatever it is, whatever I have to sacrifice. So I'm standing still, but I'm still being busy. And so get busy tonight, people of God. Get busy and watch God. So, Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you for Evangelist Bradley, appearing and advisors, the prayer warriors, and everyone that is gathered from everywhere they are gathered tonight. I pray, God, that you release a tangible blessing on them, on their lives, just for taking the time out to come to listen, God, to you. Oh, God, that you will meet the needs of your people tonight. God, that you would make ways and open doors for them tonight. Oh, God, that you would open the Red Sea, God, and give them access to get to the inheritance. Father, that you would cover them with the blood of Jesus, cover their homes, especially the children and grandchildren who are in this world of confusion and chaos in the school system, out in the mall, or wherever they are. Time is late in the end. It is dangerous for our kids. But God, we pray a covering over the children in the blood of Jesus, over every vehicle, every car, everything that they drive tonight, over them in their workplaces, on in their businesses. Oh God, we pray a hedge of protection, God, over your people all over this world, the remnants this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, tonight for this prayer line. We declare a covering on, by the blood of Jesus over this prayer line tonight. We thank you, Lord, as we leave this place of now the presence of Almighty God. We thank you, God, that you would bring us back again to gather to hear of the Spirit of the Lord is staying under the church. Have a blessed night, and God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you again, woman of God. God bless you, people of God. We want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back. We'll be right here, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time. And listen, people of God, don't forget to invite somebody. Invite, because, people of God, the very word that you invite them to hear might be the very word to save their lives. Amen. So we wanted you to, again, invite someone to come and be with you on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Again, if you would like to have a copy of the broadcast, text either one of those numbers, and we will get the broadcast out to you. Amen. God bless your people, God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.